Welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday, or should we say happy hour Thursday?
Happy hour.
Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott is on the air.
On the air. You betcha.
It's my partner Scott in here with me today on this happy hour day.
Happy Hour Sports, a subsidiary of Steen on Sports.
There you go. Thank you for saying that. We got to say that in a really quick. We need to speed your voice up.
Exactly.
You can check us out on Twitter at 1700thechamp, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13. Have a funny story about Dan Marino and Jim Kelly. And
you didn't expect me to bring that up.
No.
Because you thought I was protective of Dan Marino, but it was very funny.
There's a lot of people like Dan Marino. You know, that's it happens. You can check us out on Facebook at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700thechamp.com. As soon as the show is over tonight, I'll do today's program along with yesterday. So. And I am off on Friday and Monday. Monday's President's Day, so nobody's in here.
Right.
And Friday, I have some work stuff to do. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Hope that involves someone buying you a dinner or something like that. Yeah. That would be good.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have? Our three sponsors: Northwest Bank, Laser Home Services, and BetMGM. We will talk about them later in the show. Scott has one I'm going to have him read during the show today also. So
an event sponsor.
An event sponsor. So we'll go through there as well. Yesterday I talked about DMOS starting to have a segment a week.
Exciting.
On the show, which will be pretty cool. And I still have a couple more that we're just finishing up paperwork. So we'll have a ton to talk about.
We're just going to be doing... You know, advertising spots
all the time.
and go sports. Okay.
Yeah, and there you go. man, I'm trying to think what the biggest news story of the day is. Well, if I had to pick your brain right now, what do you think the biggest news story of the day is?
I hate to say. I mean, the one that just it's an unstory, if you will, the fact that, you know, it was supposed to be catchers and pitchers reporting,
yeah.
And there is. What'd they say? The talks today lasted less than 15 minutes. So we are not going to have opening day baseball.
No.
And it will be evolved. It will be a different day.
Right. And I don't, you know, usually, and then you start. So here's what's going to happen. All the news that starts coming out are going to start skewing towards owners. And they're going to say, well, the owners are trying to do everything they can do and blah, blah, blah. It always goes that way. I kind of got it irritated me last night. I saw a tweet out there. That's like, you know what? The players just need to play and they don't need any more money. And you know, they're playing baseball. They should just love to play baseball. I'm like, you know, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. And so the billionaire owners should give all their money away too. And just everybody should just be happy. I'm like, what are you guys thinking about? Well, it makes the players look horrible. Okay. And here's the part that, you know, because most social media people, sometimes a lot of them that troll like that, mm-hmm. They don't understand, or they don't understand sports in general. Right. They're not. Major League Baseball players right now, the Players Association, this isn't about their salaries. They negotiate their own salaries. They have no cap on their salaries.
Right.
It's for players that are in the minor leagues. It's mm-hmm. the players that are in Des Moines, Iowa, playing for the Cubs organization.
Right, exactly.
And lower. And Major League Baseball wants to stop paying them and have them come to the, like, A... and like A and then single A, which are two, to come to those two organizations and not get paid, pay for their own rent, because they're actually getting to train to become baseball players. They're already baseball players.
Exactly.
You can't even get to there. You know how many we've been watching between Travis, you and I, we've been watching baseball for the last, what, 15 years together, 16 years together?
Yeah. I mean, it's because the boys are in their early 20s now. And
eight. I mean, so 15,
yeah.
Or say 12. Yeah. We've been watching baseball for 12 years, and we saw some really good baseball players.
Oh, absolutely.
And these really good baseball players have absolutely zero chance of even getting to single A ball. A lot of them.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking of the 1,000 players we've seen, maybe we know 5 that are going to make it there.
Right. And it's, I mean, and, you know, it's even longer than 12. I mean, it's we've been watching the boys since they were 5. I mean, it's right. You know, but here's the deal. It cracks me up because one of the best teams, you know, that we played on, there was a lot of Division I athletes that came off that team.
Right.
Now, with that, there was only one still playing baseball.
Yes.
But there's golfers, there's basketball players, there's a lot of golfers, really, really good golfers.
Okay, yeah. And what have we said from, and I've said this from day one, I think Travis to a certain, and here's the big reason you think, man, golf's expensive. playing baseball for 20 years is expensive.
Yes. New bat every year. Three gloves. Oh, yeah.
I would have done, I did not enjoy golf back then, and I was a baseball geek, and what do most baseball geeks think? Oh, golf just ruins your baseball game.
Oh, exactly. Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's just, you can't, it's going to screw up the swing. It's
what an idiotic thing that is, too. Like,
because what do major leaguers do when they have a day off? They go golf.
Right. John Smoltz and Greg Maddux are probably two of the greatest pitchers of all time and played like 14 rounds of golf a week.
Yeah.
I mean, they were playing twice a day every day. Yeah. I mean, so...
good gig to have.
It is a good gig to have. I hope that, you know, this doesn't, I think they play too many games. I think that's a greed thing. They want to make as much money, not the players again, I'm talking about the owners. I think they play too many games, and there's a lot of tweaks that they could do to baseball that would probably start getting people on their side. But once again, we talked about this a little bit on Tuesday. I said, you know, I'm just tired of when you go through social media, and I get all these guys make money. Listen, if you're really good at something, you're going to make money.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if you're really good at analytics and you can do, a company's going to hire and you're going to make good money. That doesn't mean that, you know, that would be like all the people at Wells Fargo and all the companies in town, all the executives make $100 million and all the people that work underneath them make 10. You know, we wouldn't take that for, you know, being okay. And so everybody's kind of taking the play baseball and they love to play baseball. They shouldn't be making so much money. And I'm like,
right.
But well, they're making money for somebody. It's, you know, that money's not going to charity somewhere.
Right. But it's a lot of, it's, you put that into that, well, if the owner started at zero and the baseball started at zero and then the owner ended up being a billionaire and these were only made 400 million, but it's not that. The owners were billionaires before they bought the
team.
Right.
And that's a prerequisite pretty much anymore.
Right.
That,
exactly.
That in order, hey, I get it. It's not cheap to do that. We all want to see baseball. There's nothing more fun than watching afternoon baseball, sitting out on a patio.
I am a day game guy.
Yeah, having a beer.
Whether
I mean,
it's Principal Park or Kauffman or wherever, but to go to a day game is
the
a great time.
So hopefully they can get that straightened out. I don't think they will.
Doesn't sound like anytime soon.
No, and that's too bad. But, you know, the problem that we have is you just don't have anything else that you can watch. And maybe the best thing about this for everybody is, you know, NASCAR. I think that's probably the second biggest story of the day. Daytona 500s this weekend.
Right.
The twin 125s are tonight. New cars. Everybody's car is technically as close to being the same as they've ever been before in NASCAR.
The headlights have been stickers for a long time to look like whatever car or brands because we are such a brand specific following.
But it's like if you have a Ford this year, it's not going to be, well, Ford's better than Chevy or better than Toyota. It's the way the cars are set up now. It's supposed to tell you who the best driver is. I still think that matters.
And they tried that with the IROC series. Of it matters. Exactly the same cars.
Driving a NASCAR and driving IndyCar, driving Formula One, and once again, we'll talk. Zach Steenbuck's going to come in the next hour. He's going to talk F1. B Styles is going to come in. It depends on how big your heart is and how much your heart can take on how good a NASCAR or IndyCar driver you are. If you're willing to stick your neck out and do things, you're going to be a better driver. So not everybody's the same, but they're just wanting the cars to be closer to the same.
Right. I mean, because you look at the history of it, it was, you know, we're going to introduce this car, this shape to be better at NASCAR, but then there had to be that production car. So many of those cars, because therefore then you met the criteria for it to be a stock car.
Exactly.
That's where it came from.
Yeah.
But that really isn't what you're going to.
If you put
this sticker on your car, then then it's going to be the same as on the NASCAR.
And that's such a different too, because that's the great thing about NASCAR is you're not watching the same race every weekend. I mean, you have mile flat tracks, you have 2.5 mile bank tracks, you have road races.
You've got Martinsville and Bristol, and then you've got road races. You've got Daytona and Talladega that are the monster tracks.
It is fun. And I think NASCAR's, I mean, when the kids were younger, we went to a ton of stock car races. I loved going. It was so much fun. And then you get overwhelmed with youth sports and you don't have weekends anymore.
God, we did. We used to do Harlan and we still go to Adel. Adel has the figure eight races.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Those are a
blast.
That
is a hoot.
I saw this today we'll come back to NASCAR. 26 years ago today, Bill Belichick got fired from the Cleveland Browns. I think people forget that before Bill Belichick got to the Patriots, and the Patriots were chastised a little bit about taking a risk with him. He'd failed at a couple of places.
Right.
Some people think, well, you know, how can he be so good? He's never failed. Well, he's failed.
The parts and pieces had to be in place and the stars to align. And then, you know, look at his coaching tree that some of the guys have come, you know, off of his lineage. So he started underneath someone, honed his skills, then
he was under Bill Parcells. I mean, that's a pretty good
there. Thank you. It was out there on the reach. I couldn't remember, but yes,
it's a pretty good person to be under to learn.
How many years ago was that?
26 years ago he was fired. That was pretty weird. Maggie and Perloff, they're on before us. They had their look ahead to 2022 NFL. Mm-hmm. You got to hear this one because you're going to be excited. First one was Malik Willis wins Rookie of the Year they didn't put a team down because he hasn't been drafted yet.
Right.
The second one's where you come in. Mike McDaniel.
Coach of the Year.
Will be Coach of the Year.
Absolutely.
See, and I think it's a total possibility.
He's already taken, oh my gosh, I forget, but he's taken another coach from Wes Welker. Wes Welker is going to be, is coming from the 49ers. Receivers coach. I think they grabbed a lineman, I think. So, yeah, they're like, yes, that'll work. That'll work. Bring this together.
It's Miami.
It's right.
I mean,
exactly.
you're gonna work out and you're going to do all that in Miami. By the way, when you're making money, man, living in Florida is a lot better than living in California.
You don't seem to be, it's most likely going to happen. The Stephen Ross is not going to be the owner.
I agree with that, too.
I don't think McDaniel cares.
No, I don't either. Another one was Trey Lance is going to be really, really good. Maggie said that she thinks the Panthers and the Giants are going to be better than what people expect because of who they hired.
Oh, absolutely. I think Giants are going to be fun to watch.
I do, too. She thinks that Dan Schneider will be voted out. She thinks Stephen Ross will be voted out.
Yep.
And she thinks Tom Brady will come back before week four because someone will need a quarterback. And I heard that today, and then I heard some other people today that makes sense too. Is, you know, they were saying where he could go. Well, he could go here and we could go there. He could go to Vegas. He's not going anywhere that isn't on the East Coast up to, you know, from Florida to New York because his kid is in New York.
Right.
His kid that he had with Bridget Moynihan. Is that the gal from? She was in a show. She was in one of those Law and Order shows that are like 90 of.
Yes.
So they have a child together. They have a son, he has a son with mm-hmm. her, and he doesn't want to be away. And they fly up, fly down mm-hmm. all the time. So
he can do that.
He can do that better than how we can. The Cyclone women had been playing really well. Ooh. And played a really good Texas team last night.
Hello, Texas.
Holy buckets.
Yeah.
That
was 70 something to 40.
40. Yeah. I was quite surprised. You mentioned when you came in that we have about 30 seconds, not even that. How it was exciting to watch Iowa. We needed Iowa State to win that game.
That was very exciting.
Yeah.
And
maybe it's a stepping stone. And maybe it's not, but maybe it is. But once again, and we'll talk about it later in the program today, I think a lot of people have been putting it in perspective from that point that, you know what, expectations got bigger by the fans, not by the basketball team. The
right.
basketball team knew that they were going to play teams that they didn't match up well with.
Yeah, but the expectation turned into, well, they weren't supposed to be. I mean, it was mean. They weren't right. supposed to be this good anyway. You know, take what you can get, blah, blah, blah. But it was a good win.
It was a good win. They needed that. If they would have knocked in a bucket right before and that would have been. You are listening to Happy Hour with Steen and Scott right here on 1700 The Champ and 101.3 FM. Zach Steenblok coming in. He'll be in here right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 7. You're listening to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Hope everybody had a great day at work. Drive safely home. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott today. My partner Scott sitting right across from me. I'll tell you who our guest is in just a second. You can listen to us on 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans, and 101.3 FM. Twitter is at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at 1700 The Champ. This next guest will be brought to you by Laser Home Services. If you need any heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical work done in your house, give them a call. You can find that at, it just got in my way here, at 515-310-4971. Or you can go on laserhomeservices.com to take care of it as well. Once again, Laser Home Services, they will take care of all your heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. 515-310-4971. My next guest is at Zach Steenblok. He is at Zach Steenblok on Twitter, and he's at a very loud place.
Yes, he's very active where he is.
He is very active where he is. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing good. I'll try to get away.
No, you're fine. I turned it down. Nope, you're good.
Okay.
I guess we might as well give a plug out. Where are you?
I'm at Global Brew in Waukee right now.
Global Brew. I've never heard of that one. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's just a little local watering hole over here by Barntown.
Have their own brew?
They have a lot of the Iowa brews.
Nice.
Yeah,
I know where he's talking about. Been there. Wife and I went there. Really good hors d'oeuvres, too. It's in the same over there by Barntown.
Yeah, cool.
So it's a good spot.
What's going on?
You know, not much. Coming to a little halfway mark for the NBA. It's been fun. Honestly, NBA has been one of my favorite things to gamble on. I know I've talked to you about this on the air before. All-Star break, I think this is the last set of games before they head to the All-Star break. So we'll kind of get a good look of, you know, what teams are going to be in, you know, playoff contention and who's kind of going to be on the bubble, so to speak. And, you know, of course, Anthony Davis injured his ankle last night. He just can't stop getting banged up. LeBron has been playing unreal. He pretty much, you know, won the game for him last night. I think he's had 25 points like every single game this year. But the Lakers aren't looking too good. Not great that AD's hurt, and, you know, Westbrook is Westbrook at the end of the day.
You know, here's the really funny thing, and I was going to ask Andrew this yesterday, and we got off on a different NBA note. Do you think if the rest of the NBA knew what Sacramento was worth, what they were offering Tyrese Halliburton for, that more teams would have jumped on the bandwagon and tried to get Tyrese Halliburton?
I was just going to bring that up. He is in a great fit in Indiana right now with the Pacers. He's been playing unreal lately. But the thing is, too, I think a lot of teams, you know, no one's really taken the Kings seriously this year, so they probably haven't watched a lot of, you know, Kings games or seen him do what he's done. And he wasn't starting either for a while. It was only when De'Aaron Fox was, you know, hurt, and he was coming off the bench, and he's been starting for the Pacers. But I've been thinking about it lately, too, is I think both teams honestly won that trade. It was a good trade. Sabonis is good, and he's still young too. He's going to be a good player for them. You know, he was an all-star last year. I don't know if he's an all-star this year. And Buddy Hield's been playing a lot better than he was in Sacramento. And I think both teams are happy with how the trade went. You know, Halliburton is, you know, very young. But they got something good for him too. Like, Sabonis is no one to, you know, guff over.
No, absolutely. And I think it was good for Tyrese because, the skill set between him and De'Aaron Fox, too much alike. Both of them like to have the ball in their hand. Tyrese going to the Pacers, he's played four games. He went 23-6-3, 22-16-5, 17-8-4, and 21-14-5. That's all-star numbers right there. That's and they're seeing just how good a kid he was. And I think of all the things that happened to him, the one that hurt the most was, you know, he was just starting to, you know, dig down into Sacramento and trying to help the city and said, you know, I want to be part of the answer, not part of the problem. And I think he's going to find in Indianapolis pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's just, it's a better culture fit, I think, for him, too. He's a Midwest guy from Wisconsin. You know, playing in Indiana, it's going to be a good spot for him. I hope he has a long career. He's playing really great. When you can get 16 assists in a game, that's something that's going to be headlines, you know, across the country, no matter what team you play for. And then just speaking of Iowa State players, it seems like THT, he was on the trading block for a little while, but ended up not leaving the Lakers. So hopefully he, you know, sticks it out and gets some more playing time with them. Not, they're kind of in contention still. But as long as LeBron likes you, you're going to be fine.
You're 37 years old, averaging 30 minutes a game. That's a lot.
Yeah, and he's averaging like 25-7-7.
Yeah, it's crazy what
you forget how long. I saw on Twitter, you forget how long he's been in the league. There was videos of him with a flip phone, videos of him listening to a CD player, and it's like, that is honestly ridiculous. And he's been playing at such a high level the entire time. He hasn't had a down season ever, which is honestly preposterous to think about. And just how good the NBA is year in and year out, and they have very little players in the league, so it makes it that much, you know, harder of a league to get into. It's not like the NFL or MLB when you have such big rosters. They have like 15 guys on a roster. It's an elite group of people who are playing basketball, and it's, you get all caught up in everything that's happening, comparing him to Jordan. He's one of the greatest to ever play any sport. No question.
Absolutely. And he has now been in the league the same amount of teenage years you have. He came into the league at 19. He's been in the league for 19. That's ludicrous. It's crazy when you look at it. Okay. F1 today fired their director, said that he made a mistake in what he did with the last race of the year. Any chance they changed the outcome of that last race?
There's no way you can change it. It happened. It's going to keep happening. That's like saying when the Saints played, was it, what team was it in the NFC Championship when they had the, that pass interference? Was that the Rams and the Saints?
I thought it
when
was,
they had that pass interference?
I thought it was Minnesota.
Was it Minnesota?
I can't.
But yeah, remember when they had that pass interference call?
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like changing that outcome of the game a year later. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah, but they didn't.
I don't like it. I don't like that they fired him. You can't. What good does that do firing him? It doesn't make any sense. Yes, it's more of a political stunt kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You just kind of, you know, F1 had a great season. And if, you know, he's the director of F1, they are getting into the U.S. market, making a bunch of money. Why do you do this kind of thing? It doesn't make any sense.
Zach's a Max Verstappen fan, and I'm a Lewis Hamilton fan.
Nope, I am not a Max Verstappen fan.
So you're kind of thinking that there may have been.
I'm a Lando Norris fan.
So with
and
this
Daniel
one,
Ricciardo,
Lando Calrissian, I'm his fan.
Yeah, exactly. Lando Calrissian, exactly. He made it in how many clicks?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Zach. You sounded like tongue in cheek with this, but you're thinking that there may be underlying issues that this one big mistake he did, they're using to remove him. That maybe there's an evolution of F1, and they need somebody bigger and better in the position.
I mean, maybe that's the case, but if this guy's been doing it, I don't know much about it, you know, if he's been there for a while, but just as much as they've grown the sport in the last, you know, 2 or 3 years, this guy has been probably the root of it all. And, you know, working with all the drivers, all the companies with the cars, I don't know why you bring someone new in. This guy is experienced. You learn from your experiences, right? You don't just fire someone just because they made one mistake.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, it's a race. You have to let them race. You can't. I hate when finishes happen on, you know, a caution or a red. Yes, I had Lewis Hamilton that race, but that doesn't mean that I think that Verstappen shouldn't have won.
Just loves saying Verstappen.
Verstappen. NASCAR does it. I don't know if they do it the right way, but they do it the hey, we're back way, having their biggest race start the year off. What's your take on NASCAR with the Daytona, with the qualifying tonight?
I will definitely be tuning into the qualifying. You know, I've said it before on here, I am a giant fan of the super speedways. Let's get them racing 3 wide. Let's get them going 225. I want to see bumper to bumper, you know, rubbings racing kind of thing.
So
that's the best part about of the super speedways. And just seeing all the videos today of how high the incline is of the track, how high it goes up, you know, people have been like trying to walk up it, and you almost fall. It's like a 90-degree angle when you go up. So it should be a good one. I'm still debating on who I want to bet on. I think I'm going to take I think I'm going to take a manufacturer, not a driver.
That's probably good.
Yep. And I know Ford's pretty good at the super speedways. They can really open the cars up. Toyota's pretty good at the smaller tracks with the acceleration and stuff like that. So I'll have to do some more research and get back to you on that one.
Cool. It is going to be fun. And you have – here's the fun thing. I talked with a guy at work today about this. When you have somebody like Kyle Larson and you have Bowman and a bunch of these guys, they're in the Hendrick, and Jeff Gordon left the booth and is now like the chief operating officer of Hendrick Motorsports. And he loves these guys because they do what Jeff Gordon and Tony Stewart and these guys grew up racing everything. And that's what Kyle Larson and a lot of the guys that are on Hendrick, man, they race. You know, they go out and race everything. Hendrick Motorsports is going to be tough this year.
Right. And let's not put Tony Stewart and Jeff Gordon the same, you know, sentence. One's a murderer and one's not. But,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, that was a long time coming for Jeff Gordon. I'm happy for him. He pretty much revolutionized the sport. He was the young bad boy, rocking a nice mustache, winning a bunch of races. Yeah. And, you know, racing's it's in good hands, and I think you can't forget about, you know, the Denny Hamlins and, you know, Chase Elliott's and both Bushes. There's a lot of good drivers out there.
A big one this year, too, Bubba Wallace. So Michael Jordan Racing brought in Kurt Busch. I think that's going to be good for that team to have somebody with more experience when they're testing cars. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, man, he jumped in, said, I got to get rid of some of these $1 billion because the people are taxing me to death. So I'm going to jump into NASCAR. So I think that's it's amazing for the sport.
Right. And when you have unlimited money, which he does, he grew up with his dad. You know, him and his dad had a really close relationship. And he went to Charlottesville. And is it Charlottesville?
Yeah, Charlotte.
And he went there and watched the races with his dad. And, you know, that's part of his pastime, right? And he wants to get into it. And he sees, at the end of the day, how much money he can make. You know, NASCAR has a lot of people that go to races. I just wish they would make it. I wish they would do more road courses. I'd like to see them race at the Austin F1 racetrack just to do something different, right? I don't know if that violates contracts that people have, but I would like to see them get down to Austin and race there where, you know, F1 did, and have a bunch of people go down there and can stand all around the track too. It's all about doing things for the fans. That's why they race. That's why they have the whole thing is for the fans, and right? They wouldn't really make any money if they don't have fans.
They're really good
so
with fans.
So why not? Exactly. Why not change it up and, you know, do something like that? And I also, with the F1 Drive to Survive Netflix series, you see the PGA is picking that up too. I could see NASCAR doing a variation of that too. Just because with fans, you see behind the scenes, you get to know the drivers more. When you're watching racing, you just see the cars. You don't really see the drivers unless they win in the interviews. So I think they're going to do a variation of that too here in the next couple of years.
We got a minute left. Explain to your 56-year-old father what Coachella is.
Coachella is a music festival in California.
Like all kinds of music or out there kind of music?
No, Coachella is all kinds of music. I think they have rap, EDM. They've had some like rock people there as well.
Big EDM guy. This dude here.
But it's not like that. EDM is more of like Electric Forest or Ultra in Miami. But Coachella is like you get out in an open field, it's like hippie kind of sense. You're wearing like flower shirts, you know. Nice.
How about Stagecoach? What's that? That's the two things that are coming up, and I didn't know. I thought you would know more than me.
Yeah. Stagecoach is pretty similar to Coachella.
Gotcha.
So Hinterland that comes to Iowa, is that different or is that the same type of thing? Is it a festival?
Say that again.
Hinterland.
Hinterland that comes. I mean, it's a...
Hinterland is like alternative stuff. So okay. It'd be like soft rock, like acoustic guitar, that kind of stuff.
Good. So the new name of the show is going to be Two Old Guys That Don't Know Anything is the new name.
have Zach on. Tell us again where you're at. We got to give him another shout-out.
Global Brew in Waukee.
Global Brew. Buddy, thanks for coming on today. Appreciate it.
Yep. See ya.
Zach Steenbach. Man, if you can bet it, he knows it. It's pretty funny. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Scott and I will be back right after this break.
From the capital city, it's Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Last segment of the first hour. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Must be Thursday, right?
It is Thursday. Gotta love that. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, at @SteenOnSports, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Website is at 1700TheChamp.com. You can listen to the show live by clicking on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You can check out schedules of what's on the radio during the week, and you can also you can send messages to the show. You can do all kinds of things on the website, and you can download podcasts. I'll have yesterday and today's show up later tonight. I can pull them off. I think I can take today's show off at like 8 o'clock, so they'll be up by 8:30 tonight. I got to take some time. Got to say hello to Nana. Love you, Nana.
Hi, Nana.
There you go. I love this too because Nana has a DJ that's a lot like your Lily, So
like Nana's a DJ?
No, Nana.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
And so I can sit here and go, "Hi, DJ," and now he's running around the house trying to find out where I'm at.
That is good.
He is so cute. Always love my Nan. This segment will be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. They have many locations across the state, especially in the north, since they are Northwest Bank.
In the northwest part of yes. the state. Weird.
Yeah, weird. We want to make sure that you know most banks will be closed this Monday. It is President's Day. But even with Northwest Bank, and one of the things we talk about, if you like old school banking, you're perfectly fine. Go in, tell them Steen sent you. Open up your accounts, do everything you want. If you want to bring change in and have it counted, you can do that. If you're writing on checks, I don't even know what those are. I had to find one the other day because I had to write a check for something. And I'm like, I have no idea where our checkbook is. But if you were, you know, oh my gosh, I forgot that it's President's Day and you're now like all of our kids are. All you have to do is take a picture of your check and deposit it, and it's done, and you don't have to go in. And
traditional to technology.
Yep, and you get both, and that's a great thing for this bank. Once again, they just everything you need: personal, business, mortgage. I always say agriculture. Did you see my post to Maddie Nelson the other day?
Yes.
I'm like, yes, I want to be an agronomist. I'm on your team, buddy. they have private banking, wealth management, insurance. They have it all. Once again, great customer service, great people. It is commitment you can bank on. Northwest Bank, member FDIC.
Well done.
Whew. Okay. I'm trying to think where I want to do. Do you have anything that's just like...
Well, I thought it was interesting. State wrestling is going in. Obviously,
yes.
We talked about don't be careful driving down by Wells Fargo. It is a
yeah, don't go downtown.
But you know, there's the duels that are done, which is right. The team of it's a different team event because you all. But anyway, so now the individuals going on go straight from the duels into the state wrestling tournament. Here's what I was getting at. 3A was Southeast Polk. Where did you graduate from high school?
Southeast Polk.
Oh, got
where'd you go? Way
over Shell Rock. Meet Southeast Polk. So hey, look at that.
And it was tense too.
Yes, it was.
They do not like each other. They've pretty much split the wrestling championship for like the last 8 years.
Right.
I mean, that's the two. They were bumping and off the mat, and it was.
I just thought that was when I heard that Southeast Polk defeated by Waverly Shell Rock.
Yes,
so that's a nice little contribution to the show.
It is. Over the weekend, Super Bowl, $180 million was bet in Vegas. So Vegas had a nice little cachet there. $144 million was in New Jersey, $68 million in Pennsylvania. I think Iowa was at like $32 million, which is a lot for Iowa. We are the number five in monthly sports betting. We're number five in the country.
Wow.
It's crazy.
We are bored.
We are bored. Here's the one of the things that we talked about last week, just getting a little bit with the NFL. Mm-hmm. Daniel Snyder's in trouble. And
it
looks like they're
going to vote him out.
They're going to vote him out. And a lot of things that come about during all this is, well, the owners don't talk a lot about it. Why is that? And, you know, you had some other guys finally, and they started leaking some stuff out there. The reason that owners aren't out there just saying, yeah, we're going to kick him out is the next day you have Cowboys paid $2.4 million to keep two senior team executives from being put in jail for sexually harassing people in the workplace.
Right.
That's pretty much why the owners don't really like kicking other owners out, because
right.
Daniel Snyder probably isn't going to go out without kicking and screaming.
He's like, oh, yeah.
I know some things.
You know what? You're going to blame me. Let's go ahead and open your closet as well.
Let's open some other closets on our way out and see what happens.
Robert Kraft. Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, he still needs to go, but... I thought I was looking at a place I was going to buy to rent out.
Yes.
No, you weren't. Yeah, it's interesting. But if you ever wonder why owners don't turn on other owners, that's why.
Exactly right.
Let's see. What else?
I was
go.
Iowa State wrestling.
Yeah.
Kevin Dresser has, what is it?
Undefeated.
They're the regular season champs for the first time since 2009.
Yep.
I mean, that used to be a powerhouse of a wrestling program, and then it declined, obviously.
Right.
But it's good to hear the positives with, I don't think they're quite to the level of the other powerhouse team in the state, but
no.
But it's good to see them getting back up there.
And here's what happened. Is once Cale Sanderson got done and Cale Sanderson came back to Ames mm-hmm. and coached, mm-hmm. if we had Jamie Pollard at that point in time, which we did not.
Cale Sanderson wouldn't have gone to Penn State.
He would not have. Right. And he would have done what he did, and some of the greatest wrestling of all time would have been in this state because right. As much as I like the Brands boys, mm-hmm. Cale Sanderson, it would have been so much fun to watch because they're two
different
totally
styles.
Different styles.
Massively different styles.
But I'm trying to think. Bruce Vandevelde, was that who was the athletic director? That name just popped into my head, and things don't usually pop into my head when I'm trying to find them. But
that really does. Yeah.
I think it might. And he didn't want to pay him.
Right.
And he's like, listen, I need money for a wrestling club. I need this and I need this. If you give me these three things, you will be amazed.
Right.
And then we've had a couple of, you know, just didn't work out. And once again, it got to a point that we're going to hire Kevin Dresser. Why? Because he wants to be here.
Right.
Matt Campbell wants to be here. Bill Finley wants to be here. And guess what? TJ. That's the reason you hire TJ. TJ doesn't want to, if
right.
he doesn't stay at Iowa State, he's getting out of coaching. Because this is always the job that he wanted. And Jamie Pollard gets that. People stay if they're invested, and Cale Sanderson was invested, and Iowa State turned their back a little bit on him. Now, there could be underlying. I get it.
Right.
But it was a big deal, though, because he had a vision, and he took that. Penn State wasn't great at wrestling.
Right.
They were okay at wrestling, but nobody thought that Cale Sanderson going to Penn State would now take over and for 6 or 7 years knocked Iowa out of even wrestling talk until the Brands came back and took over and are doing what they're doing. And boy, those are fun to watch with the Brands yelling and Cale Sanderson yelling.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you haven't watched a Brands brother, coaching interview and stuff, you are missing out because you never know what he's going to do. I mean, the one of the greatest things I've ever seen is Tom Brands giving the reason why women's athletics are so important to the University of Iowa. And after you get done, you're like, one, where in the hell did that just come from? And two, holy cow, get him out and let him talk about this to a lot of people. It was amazing.
Well, their intensity level obviously is what everybody sees on their sleeve, but I mean, they're at that level. They're at a high level of performance because of they're well-rounded. I mean, yeah, you just said, I mean, it's, they know how to put together a plan, and that plan just doesn't have to always be wrestling.
Right. We've talked about this before. I had Andrew stopped in here yesterday before we drove his car down to SNC Automotive to get a starter in. He got a remote starter for the car.
Oh.
That was his Christmas present. So we finally got it done yesterday. It's been a while.
Okay, all right.
He came in and talked a little bit about NBA, and you know, I can't wait to have Big Chuck and him come in here and talk NBA. It's going to be so much fun. But he was talking, and as you've seen with both my boys, big LeBron fans.
Yes.
And I mean, that's so my contentious with them is we fight about Michael Jordan and LeBron James, which is fine. But it's funny to see because Andrew's kind of a Jokic fan too, the Joker.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, he's fun to watch. I watched him last night.
Come back to this trying to better myself. I've been talking to an NBA.
There you go. We're going to talk NBA when we come back because it is NBA All-Star Weekend as well. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way. Oh, no, it's not Steen on Sports. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Sky.
Thursday.
Wow. You're listening to us on 1700 The Champ and 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at